If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
John Sabella with our Block Club Chicago report this morning. And you guys are suing to get some immigration arrest records, aren't you?
Good morning, Bob. We sure are. As many news outlets across the country have reported, ICE, federal immigration officials, have failed to release public records that are they're mandated to release by Congress since they started rounding up people in sweeps in January. We have filed many public record requests and dozens of requests for comment with ICE, just asking who was arrested? What were they arrested for? It's pretty basic information. None of it poses any kind of national security threat. So we decided to move forward with a lawsuit against the federal government. Other agencies are also suing the federal government for breaking FOIA laws, like the American Civil Liberties Union. If anyone wants to help, this is not about like partisanship. It's about us being able to do our jobs. And no matter if it's a Democrat or Republican in office, whether it's the mayor or the president, you got to be able to follow the law, which is to release this public information. And that's what we're fighting for. So if you would like to help support our legal fund, you could find out how to do so at blockclubchicago.org.
Keep us posted on that, Jen. Let's talk about the pet microchip scanning station now in Pilsen.
This is such a great thing. As you, if you are on social media, you probably always see like, hey, I found this missing dog, or I found this cat, or something's wandering in my yard. This makes it easier for folks to go and get the pet scanned. You could just scan the pet yourself at a 24-hour microchip scanning station in Pilsen. It's at 2741 Southwestern at Animal Care and Control Headquarters. And it's just like a little scanner that you'd see in the grocery store to scan your groceries. And there's instructions in both English and Spanish on how to scan the pet, and it will show up, the information will show up to the pet's registered owner. So you'd be able to contact the family whose pet escaped. You can also scan your own pet to get the information to make sure that all of your information is up to date, so that the right phone number and address is associated with your pet if your pet goes missing. So just like a helpful way for folks to help each other out, especially in neighborhoods, you know, when the dog gets out and you want to help bring him home.
Good to know. A 24-hour pet microchip scanning station at the headquarters of Chicago Animal Care and Control, 2741 Southwestern Avenue. In Lakeview, there's a very famous gym turning 50, and this is a favorite for folks who are pumping iron, isn't it, Jen?
Exactly. Quad's gym actually started in Dalton, which is, you know, the south suburb where Pope Leo is also from. It was in a basement, and over the years, it just drew so many people. It was in a larger space also in the south suburbs in the 70s, but it eventually moved over to 3727 North Broadway, where it stayed for many years. It was in 1988 when it came to Broadway. And it is a hub for powerlifters and professional bodybuilders, a lot of award-winning, like some people who have won like the Strongest Man Alive and international powerlifting championships have called Quad's home. It's two original owners have passed away, but families are so involved in the gym, and people who go to the gym feel like family. They have kept it going for all of these years. So we have a really great story on the gym's history, on the people who work out there and what it's done for them, including a former cancer patient who really came to Quads to find his strength after going through a really difficult treatment. Some Quads members were actually on stage with Chapel Roan during her 2024 Lollapalooza appearance. You could learn all about it at our website.
BlockClubChicago.org. Jen Sabella, thank you. Have a good one, Jen.
You too, Bob. Thank you.